question a second time.
I work here. I sweep up.
She waved the staff in explanation.
In here?
Esk stared at him. She felt alone and lost and more than a little betrayed. Everyone seemed to be busy living their own lives except her. She would spend the rest of her life cleaning up after wizards. It wasn't fair and she'd had enough.
Actually, I don't. Actually, I'm learning to read, so I can be a wizard.
The boy regarded her through his damp eyes for some seconds. Then he gently took the book out of Esk's hands and read its title.
Demonology Malfaciorum of Henchants the Unsatisfactory. How did you think you could learn to read this?
Said Esk. Well, you just keep trying until you can, don't you? Like milking or knitting or...
Her voice faded away.
I don't know about that. These books can be a bit, well, aggressive. If you don't be careful, they start reading you.
What do you mean?
They...
Say, said Esk automatically.
There was once a...
wizard
who started to read the Nectotelecomnicum and let his mind wander. And the next morning they found all his clothes on the chair and his hat on top of them. And the book had...
Esk put her fingers in her ears, but not too hard in case she missed anything.
I don't want to know about it if it's horrid. Had a lot more pages.
Esk took her fingers out of her ears.
Was there anything on the pages?
Simon nodded solemnly.
Yes, on every single one of them there was a...
No, said Esk. I don't even want to imagine it. I thought reading was more peaceful than that. I mean, Granny read her almanac every day and nothing ever happened to her.
I dare say ordinary tame words are all right,
Simon conceded magnanimously.
Are you absolutely certain? Said Esk.
It's just that words can have power,
said Simon, slotting the book firmly back on its shelf, where it rattled its chains at him.
And they do say that pen is mightier than the sword,
said Esk.
All right, but which would you rather be hit with?
I don't think it's any use me telling you shouldn't be here, is it?
Said the young wizard. Esk gave this due consideration.
No, she said. I don't think it is.
I could send for the porters and have you take it away.
Yes, but you won't.
I just
want
you to get hurt, you see. I really don't. This can be a dangerous...
Esk caught a faint swirling in the air above his head. For a moment, she saw them. The great grey shapes from the cold place, watching. And in the calm of the library, when the weight of magic was wearing the universe particularly thin, they had decided to act. Around her, the muted rustlings of the books rose to a desperate rifling of pages. Some of the more powerful books managed to jerk out of their shelves and swing, flapping madly from the end of their chains. A huge grimoire plunged from its eyrie on the topmost shelf, tearing itself free of its chain in the process, and flopped away like a frightened chicken, scattering its pages behind it. A magical wind blew Esk's headscarf, and her hair streamed out behind her. She saw Simon trying to steady himself against a bookshelf as books exploded around him. The air was thick and tasted of tin. It buzzed.
They're trying to get in,
she screamed. Simon's tortured face turned to her. A fear-crazed incunable hit him heavily in the small of the back and knocked him onto the heaving floor before it bounced high over the shelves. Esk ducked as a flock of thesauri wheeled past, towing their shelf behind them, and scuttled on hands and knees towards him.
That's what's making the book so frightened, she shrieked in his ear. Can't you see them up there?
Simon mutely shook his head. A book burst its bindings over them, showering them in pages.
Horror
can steal into the mind via all the senses.